This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times briefing for the morning of Friday, the 24th of March. The average council tax is to exceed £2,000 for the first time. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak allowed local authorities to impose rises above 5% to help fund social care. As a result, all but two of the 153 top-tier councils are applying some or all of the maximum 2% precept for social care. Founder of Delta Poll, Joe Twymans, told Times Radio it won't go down well with voters, who are also facing a rise in mortgage bills and the end of cost of living payments.
This places the Conservative Party and the government and its government in an extremely difficult position to fight a general election, because for all of the announcements on small boats and the Windsor framework and everything else, it's still the economy and the cost of living that is the most important issue for most people.
The biggest percentage rise in council tax will be in London. It's emerged the government's recovered just 1% of money wrongly paid out to companies during the COVID pandemic. According to the National Audit Office, of the £1.1 billion in business grants lost to fraud or error, just £11.4 million has been recovered. The business department insists it's working hard to recover the funds, adding no amount of error and fraud is acceptable. The head of Ofsted says stopping school inspections wouldn't be in the best interests of children. There have been calls for them to be paused following the death of a head teacher. Ruth Parry's family say she took her own life while waiting for a report which downgraded her school in Reading to the lowest possible rating. We're told more than 140 officers across France have been hurt whilst trying to police protests against plans to increase the pension age there. Hundreds of thousands of people took part in largely peaceful demonstrations yesterday, but we're told anarchists smashed shop windows and set fires in Paris, and that more than 170 people have been arrested across the country. The threats of more rallies could disrupt King Charles's visit next week. Senior correspondent for France 24, Catherine Norris-Trent, has told Times Radio it couldn't have come at a worse time for President Macron.
The optics of this visit are looking bad at a time when people are accusing Emmanuel Macron of being very regal, almost seeming more like a monarch himself than a president of a republic, which is a very, you know, dear value to many people in France.
The BBC says a decision on how best to continue with Top Gear will be taken later this year. The corporation's confirmed filming of season 34 won't be resuming following presenter Freddie Flintoff's crash in December. Bosses have apologised for what happened at the programme's test track in Surrey. And visitors to Westminster Abbey will be able to stand in socks in the exact spot where King Charles will be crowned. It's usually roped off to the public, but it has been confirmed special guided tours will take place in small groups from May the 15th. That's a week after the coronation. For more on these stories throughout the day, tune into Times Radio on DAB, online, through your smart speaker, or on the Times Radio app.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.